I would start at the bottom of Zion Amud Beis. And Gemara says, "Im Amra Tmeani." Right, the Mishnah said that if she admits to being Tmeya, then we are Shoveret Ketubata. So, what is the term Shover? Shover, right, is a term that's used for a receipt. Right, so Shoveret Ketubata sounds like we write a receipt for Ketuba. I mean that she doesn't get her Ketuba, and then she gets a the Baal gets a receipt saying that it's paid or it's invalid now. So when it says Shema Mino Kol Tvin Shover, right, happens to be a machlokas in the Gemara of a Basra between Ketubas, right, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether we are Kotev Shover or not Kotev Shover. Are we Makarin at a Ketuba? Do we rip up the Ketuba, or do we write a receipt? Right, so Shmami, you know, from this mission, it sounds like we write a receipt. So I said, Amar Bai Tani Mikarat. So Bai says, just amend the Mishnah to read that they ripped it up. Not that they wrote a shover, not that they wrote a receipt, but rather they ripped up the ksuba. So Amar Lava, Vaha Shoveret Tani. What do you mean? Why are you amending the Mishnah to read Karat? It says, Shoveret. And that sounds like a shover. Amar Rabba Makum Shein Kotim Ktuvaskinan. So Rabbi says, no, it's a place where they don't write ksubot. So we've seen this already. Right? And even Rabbi Yehuda, who believes in general that we don't write a shofar, in the instance where you have a place that does not write ksubot, and they rely on Beis Din, they rely on the fact that she brings a get, she gets to collect her ksubot, you have no other alternative except to write a receipt. Because if you don't write a receipt, then she can show up again with her get, she can show up again to collect on this ksuba. So the fact is, even Rabbi Yehuda, who generally says we don't write a receipt and we're carrying as a ksuba over here, he admits that you have to write a shofar because there's no other alternative. So that's what Rava says. That's the case in our Mishnah. So it's the case from Malkum Shein Kotvin Ksuba. And therefore there's no raya from here to Rabbi Yehuda or to Rabbi Yossi. Be'am Amra Tahorani. Right, if she says I'm Tahora, means she wants to continue with the process, Malino to the Shari Mizrach. They take her up to the Shari Mizrach. Malinota, what do you mean take her up there? Hotam Kaimo, she's already up there. Meaning up there, she's not at the Shari Mizrach, but she is, right, at the Lishkas HaGazit. Right, Lishkas HaGazit is where the Beis Din HaGadol is. We already said she had to come up to the Beis Din HaGadol by Yerushalayim. That's found in the Lishkas HaGazit. So she's already on top, she's up on Har HaBayit. She has to move over to where the Shari Mizrach is, but she's still up on Har HaBayit. So where it says, Dimaskinanla Umachtinanla. We bring her up and take her down in order to tire her out. To Tanya, we have a similar kind of case. And when the Beis Din is doing the Dika and the Chakira of the Eide Nefashot, right there also we have this case, we have this instance of Me'aymin Ali Eidim, Gemara and Sanhedrin, Mishnah and Sanhedrin tells us that we also put pressure on the Eidim not to testify unless they are certain. So in that, also in that pressure that the Beis Din places on them, they also not only put mental pressure on them, but they also put physical pressure on them in the sense that they tire them out, so they will not have the koach to withstand, right, the iyum if they're really not telling the truth. So Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Beit Din Misayin et Eidim u'makom u'makom kedei shetitaref da'atam aleihem v'yachzru behem. In order that they would, what? It'll hurt the Eidim's resolve to withstand the pressure from Beis Din to admit that they're lying. But if they're telling the truth, then we'll say, so too by the Soto, we do the same thing. We drag her up and down Har HaBayit. So even though she was already on Har HaBayit, right, with the Beis Din HaGadol and the Gishkas HaGazit, still she goes back, we take her back down and then back up in order to tire her out to see if we can get her to, right, admit that something's wrong here. And she won't stand up to the pressure if she is lying over here. Yeah, the Gemara says, what's special about Asher Niknor? It says, Sham Mashkina to Sotot. Because over there, that's where they bring the Sotot to drink. Why do they bring the Sotot to drink over there? Bishlamo Sotot Dichtiv. There they drink the Sotot drink over there. Dichtiv Amid Akoinat Nisha Lifnei Hashem. Right? Because she has to be Lifnei Hashem. And that is Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is, right, in the Azara, or the Petach Azara, as Rashi says over here. That's the main entrance. Since that's the main entrance, that's considered the Pnei HaShem. Mitzorayim, also our Mishnah enumerates, the Mitzorayim also go there. Right, Otam Lifnei Hashem, so they have to, the Mitzorah stands before Hashem also, so the same requirement of Lifnei Hashem applies both to Mitzorah and to Sotah. Ela Yoledet, why is a Yoledet brought over there? My Taima. Right, so now, Ilim Mishum Da'achin Mikaimin HaKurbanayu, if you say all these instances, a Sotah also, but more importantly, a Mitzorah and a Yoledet, they all are what's called Mechusarei Kapara, that they're required to bring a Korban in the Mikdash in order to be allowed to eat Kodshim again. So they have to come up to be there with their karbanot. How can they be next to their karbanot? They are mechusarei kapara, which precludes them from entering into the Azara. So what do? We bring them up to the Shar Mizrach, up to the Shar Niknor, and they stand there as close as possible to their karbanot and be on top of their karbanot. Why? Because we have a braisa. The Tanya in karbanot shaladam karev, ilim en keno made al gabav. We don't bring carbon out for people unless they're there, right, to watch over their carbon. What does that mean? They have to be watch over their carbon. So Rashi brings down the source for this. Arkubunayhu. Rashi says, "Shkemakuvim et a carbon kinem l'taram v'achilat kodshim." When they bring their carbon out, kinem in order to mitar them a kodshim. U'mitzvah al adam shiamod v'yishmor al carbono. There's a mitzvah on a person has to stand and watch over his carbon. V'nafkalan v'sifri may. Tishmeri lahakib li b'mo ado. Yeah, right? Tishmeru. Tishmeru lahakib li b'mo ado. Mishi yacholi kenes b'azara nechnas. So anybody can go to the Azara and do that. Can do the Shmira in the Azara. Be'ilu shalayu yocholim ifneshiu mechusarat kabara. Umdot b'chlal shar niknor shalo nitkadish. They stand in the, right, the doorway of the shar niknor, because that area was not nitkadish on purpose. In order to bring up the mitzorot and the olodot and the mitzorayim as close as possible to the Azara without them actually entering into the Kodesh, entering into the Azara. Now we do know, right, we mentioned the fact that the mitzorah needs bahonot, so we have the Gemara discusses that b'mikzah, shlosh mebiyah, that they have to stick a portion of their hands or bodies into the Azara, so as long as they get them right up against the Azara, then they can do that. But if right, the Shai Niknor didn't offer them that opportunity, they would not be able to get themselves into the Azarar, be near their karbanot, or close enough to their karbanot. Now the Gemara says, Ihochi Zavin Bezavel Nami. A Zav and a Zav will have the same problem as a Yoledet. They need to be there for the karbanot, and they are Mechusarei Kabara. Mar says, Einoch Hanami. You're right. Zavin and Zavot have to be there. So why did the Mishnah mention that? Right? Our Mishnah only mentions, right, why is she, the Sota comes up to the Shar, right, Nenikin, or Petach Shar Niknor, Shishamash Kumita Sotot, Matarim et Yolodot, what, and Matarim et Matorain. What happened to Zavin and Zavot? Why is it missing from our Mishnah? So the Mar says, no problem. Tani Chadaminayu Nokot. Just give me an example. The Tana gave an example of Yoledet, but everybody say, or Yoledot, that'll be the same as Zav and Zavim, they all have the same status. Ram Mechusarei Kapara, they need to be near their Karbanot. So they'll have the same requirement, and they'll be located in the same place. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. Alright, this is a very important sugya, as Nafkamina Dalacha, major Nafkamina Dalacha, and we're gonna just spend some time on it. Hopefully we'll be able to get through it and still finish the daf. Tarabanu, Ein Mashkin, Shtei Sotot Ke'achat. You can't give two sotot to drink at once. Kedei, Shaloye, Libo Gas, Bechaberta. Right, in order that one of the two sotot should not gain confidence or resolve to stay in her position from the other one. So for instance, if one of them is guilty and one of them is not, right, is zakai, she is innocent. So the innocent one's gonna hold her position because she really believes she's innocent. The one who's guilty will say, well, she sees the other woman holding out, and she'll say, well, I'm gonna hold out also, she's not gonna give in. So you say, don't have the two sotot come together because they'll have impact on each other. And here we're trying to be mayim and have them admit that they did something wrong. We don't want the influence of the other to detract from our ability to give in or to admit. If you don't merit, lomina shem huzeh. That's not the reason we don't bring sutot. Ella, amakra. The pasuk says, ota, right, that we give her to drink. It's ota levada. Right, I mean that when it says ota, we believe that it means as if we say that she comes up, right, and we have her drink the mesota, but it's her alone, and not the second sota. Our, if you read the pasuk, it says, in pasuk from Gimel by Sota, it says, "V'katav et alot ha'elav koim b'sefer, u'macha el mei ha'marim," right? And then it says, "V'hishkach et ha'isha," right? That he gives her to drink. Right? So, and then later on it says, Vachar yashkia ta isha ta maim, vishka ta maim. Right? All these times it says, the word ota is not there. So you have to see. Right. Oh, very good. So that's what we have up in Pasuk Yutet. It says, vishbiya ota hakoin. Right? So that's one. Right, so one possibility is that it's referencing the pasuk by Yishbiya Ota HaKohen, and that's Ota Levada. The other possibility is that even though it just says the Yishkaita Isha, it's implicit in the Yishkaita Isha that it means Ota Levada. I mean, he's giving her, it's in the single, Yishkaita Isha, and that implicit in that statement is Ota Levada. That not that it's explicitly written Ota, but it's implicit from the possible that it's her alone and not anyone else. Alright, so now from this we know, so the Gemara says, that Tanakama Tzib Otah. What does the Tanakama do with the Otah? Meaning that there is a possible to this. When it said, Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, he, the Dorish time of the Kroah. Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a position, right, throughout Chas, where whenever you can explain a mitzvah, you can explain the reasoning behind the mitzvah, we give an explanation for the mitzvah. One of the classic cases, right, I think Rashi brings it over here, is a case by taking collateral. When you take collateral, right, you shouldn't, you have to return the, collateral. It says, lo takbo beged almana, right? You shouldn't take the beged almana because you have to go back and forth all the time to her house. So the words, Rabbi Shimon says over there, by mi'yah ne'mar. That's only said by a poor woman. The lo bashira, but not by a rich woman. Why? The tama mikreshi matam mesh mashkina, tachayav lakzir la, tanichna shakarit lito, varvid lakziro, masir shem Rabbi Shimon will tell. That if you take from a poor woman her beged as a collateral for a loan, you're going to have to go back and forth all the time to bring her a beged back so she can wear it during the day or night, whichever beged you're taking. And you're going to go in and out of her house all the time. It's going to leave her, right? It's going to leave her a shame, Rabbi Shkenu Ta'a. People are going to start speaking about her because this person is going in and out. So Rabbi Shimon says, the Pasuk doesn't say whether it's with a poor woman or a wealthy woman. So if you were just to look at the Pasuk, you would say, no matter who it is, you just don't take, from an almano, you don't take collateral. That's the position. Shimon says, no. What's the whole reason that we don't take collateral from an almano? We don't want you going in and out of the house. When is that true? That's true of an almano that is an aniya. But an ashira, you don't have to go back and forth. She has other clothes to wear. When you take the collateral will remain with you and you never have to go back and forth. So Shimon says, based on that time of the Kroah, he's Dorish time of the Kroah, he says that it only applies by aniya and not by an ashira. So too over here. What? In Okanami, Rabbi Shimon believes that Ota is the limud. The limud is Ota, below, right? Below Ishaqar, meaning that you do her and no one else. So why did he give the reason? What about the reason? That's what Bishimon says, we give reasoning. Why did the Torah say, don't feed the two sozo together? We give a reason. So what's an afkamina between them? Mabinayu. Is there an afkamina? I mean, if they both learn from the Pasuk, and even though Bishimon gives a reason to the Pasuk, is there an afkamina? It says, Ikubanayu rotetet. Right, that we have it where she is rotetet, meaning that she's shaken. She's shaken in her boots. She's scared. So if we see that she's scared, we see what? That the other sota is not having influence on her. If the other sota is not having influence on her, if you say it's gezeras hakatuv, right, if you say it's the Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's just gezeras hakatuv, it doesn't matter that she's scared. The Torah says don't feed two sota together. That's it, period. Doesn't matter how she looks. Don't feed her. If Shimon says, why did the Torah say don't feed two sota together, don't make them drink together? It's because of one will be influenced by the other. But if you see the other one's not being influenced, she's shaking, she's scared, then we know that the other woman's not giving any resolve to hold up to this process. If that's the case, then why not feed two sota, why not have the sota drink together? So now the Gemara asks, of course, on this, right, mimashkin. Even if she's shaking in her boots, can you really feed two sota? Can you have them drink together? Why? What's the problem? We don't do mitzvot piles on top of each other. What does that mean? Chavilot, chavilot. We don't make them piles on top of each other. Rashi says over here, what's chavilot, chavilot? Shinira kamisha yu'alav lemasui. They look like it's a burden to you, right? And that you're trying to, umamaher lefarek masa'o. And you're trying to get rid of them fast. I mean that you're trying to discharge numerous obligations in one shot. You know, it's a gam in the mitzvah for you to do pile, stack mitzvot together because when you stack the mitzvot together, it has a negative connotation in your view towards the mitzvot because you're viewing the mitzvot as if as many I can get done in one shot. Let me get them done. Get them over with. You're not giving a yikar. You're not giving a chashivut to each mitzvah in itself. So it's over here. Even if she's shaking, you should be able to have the two sotos drink together because it's mitzvot, chavilot, chavilot. You're trying to do them in one shot. So the Gemara says it's not. We have a Mishnah. Oh, it's not a Mishnah. It should be a Brisa of the Tanya. Ain mashkin shtei sotot ka'akat. One, we don't have two sotot drink together. Number two, ain mitzarim shtei mitzarim ka'akat. You don't have two mitzarayim come together. Ve'en rutzin shnei avadim ka'akat. We don't. Here's the years of two avadim who wanted to remain with their, right, an Eben Ivri wants to remain past the 7 years, wants to remain until the Yovel with his Adon. You have to do a, right, you have to do the pierce the ear in order for him to stay. So you don't do two of those at once. Vein orfim shtei egalot ke'achat. You don't do two egla rufot ke'achat. Lefi she'ein osim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you get over the issue of otah levada, over the issue of the pasuk that you're not allowed to feed or have two sotot drink together, right? Even when you, once you overcome that hurdle, there's still another hurdle of mitzvot chavilot chavilot. You can't do mitzvot in a big pile. So where it says no problem, Amar Rabbi Yitimer of Kana Lokasha. Can b'koin echot, can b'shtei kohanim. One is with one coin, and one is with two kohanim. Which is which? What's the solution here? What did the Gemara say? Which one is mitzvot chavilot chavilot, and which one is not mitzvot chavilot chavilot? So Rashi says on the spot, b'koin echot, havi chavilot. If one coin, right, one coin gives both sotot to drink, that's chavilot chavilot. You have one coin discharging an obligation on two sotot in one shot. So you have one coin doing it. That one kohen is a chavilot chavilot, so we don't allow one kohen to perform two sotot together, whereas we do allow two kohenim. Two kohenim are big mediaches, each one to a different sotah, then it's not chavilot chavilot, because they're separate. They're separate kohenim who are trying to, right, discharge the obligation. And Rashi will say the same by, if you look by an Eved, right, by an Eved Ivri, what's the case by an Eved Ivri? So when is a coin echad havi chavilot? V'chein l'gabi avadim, the Beis Din echad, uvadon echad. If it's one Beis Din and one owner, he can't take two as avadim there. But if you have two owners or two different Beis Dins, then that's not considered chavilot, chavilot. So the way Rashi learns our Gemara, what is it? Chavilot, chavilot is only when it's what? One Gavra. One Gavra is trying to discharge two obligations. Meaning that it's one Gavra that's performing the mitzvah. Doesn't matter how many hepsi mitzvah there are. It doesn't matter that you have two separate sotot that are performing the mitzvah. But it's rather about the Gavra. The Gavra that's trying to discharge the obligation. One Gavra tries to discharge numerous obligations. That's considered chavilos chavilos. So if it's a kohen echad, it's an eved echad, right? If it's an adon echad or a bezin, an adon echad, all those cause the problem of mitzvot. Chavilot, chavilot, and therefore you can't discharge it. But if you have two kohanim, or two beis dins, then already, or two masters, you're talking about two adonim, you're talking about two different cases. In two different cases, you can't say chavilot, chavilot, because each gavra is discharging a single obligation. Each gavra, to that one gavra, this is not, you know, a chavila, because they are separate entities. And Tosfos over here points out, emashkin shtetot kohachat. So he says, near Lafarish, Shiamit Shem Bazarab Vatachat. The problem is bringing them together into the Azar in one shot, Loshkotam. Alpha B Shein Shotot Kachat. It's not even simply a problem of what? Drinking. It's the fact that they're found in the Azara at the same time. That's the problem if we bring them up there. And, the same thing with Ritzia, right? It's also the Ein Shtei Parot Nasuk Kachat. They also went to Paraduma. You don't bring two Paradumas to do them. You can do them one after the other. You just can't do them sprinkled into the area simultaneously. You have one weight while you do the other. That's already considered mitzvot chavilot chavilot. So this Gemara is actually found, mitzvot chavilot chavilot, found in two places. We actually saw it together once in the Darim. So in the Darim, the Gemara asks over there whether you're allowed to be made, right? You're allowed to be matched in the Darim or made from the Darim for two women in one shot. The time the Gemara says, what about ein osim mitzvot chavilot chavilot? The time we learned that Gemara, I said to you, this is a great sugya, and we'll do it when we get to Sota. So I said, now we're in Sota, we're going to do the sugya. The other place it's found is in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, asks the question about doing on a single cup of wine that a person can do yak nahas, right? That's what we do whenever we have that Yom Tov that follows Shabbos. We make both Havdalah and Kiddush on the same coast. Yet the Gemara over there says that you're not allowed to make Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon on the same coast. The Gemara wants to know why not. How come by Kiddush v'Havdalah, right, you can make the Brach on a single coast, and that's not considered Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. Yet, if you do Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon on the same coast, that's considered Chavilot Chavilot. What's the difference? So the Gemara over there answers what? Kedusha v'Avdalta Echadahi. Kiddush and Avdala are really two sides of the same coin, meaning that they're one entity, they're one thing. Kiddush and Avdala are just being mafrish in Kedusha, whether it's from Chol to Kodesh or Kodesh to Chol. Either way, they're accomplishing the same thing, and they're one entity. So it's not Chavilu, Chavilu, so Kiddush and Avdala are a single thing. So Tosfos over there, it says, everything Tosfos, Shein Omrim Shtik Kedusha Kos Echad, V'Yish No Adim V'Chupa Mitam Zeh, Shelo Lomar Sheva Brachot Al Kos Birkat Hamazon. Right, what do you have? You have a kos when you bench by Sheva Brachos. You have a kos for the benching. Then afterwards you have Sheva Brachos that require a kos Sheva Brach also. Why don't you just take the kos of benching and then use it for Sheva Brachos? So since that's a problem of mitzvos chavilot chavilot, the Sheva Brachos and the kos Sheva Birkas Hamazon are two different kosot. They're two different entities. If they're two different entities, then that would be a problem of mitzvos chavilot. El may be in kos acher. They may barchim el sheni bori piyagafen. You only make one bracha bari piyagafen, on both of them, but it's not right to make a bracha twice, a bari piyagafen, without any hefsik. Ah, Rabbeinu Meshulam hayomer, akol akos echad. Lo dami le birkas hamazon v'kiddush, says that, but Rabbeinu Meshulam says, no, that's not true. The trei milin inu, birkas hamazon, and by kiddush, those are totally two different things. Karmina b'samach, alahacha, the birkas hamazon goreim the birkas nesuin and birkas erusin. You only have right sheva brachos if you bench. If you don't bench, you don't have sheva brachos. Means if benching is causing the sheva brachos to happen, so they are chadam milsi because the two are coming. Meaning that they're driven by each other. But birkas erusin v'nesuin. What about birkas erusin v'nesuin? We have that today, right? We have under the chuppah, we have a bracha, we make the birkas erusin. And then later on, we make sheva brachos, and we say bariyah piyagopin twice. It says, nagulamar shtei kosot. There we use two cups. The time law, the regilim zeh below zeh, because you could separate them. They're really not one entity. Meaning that in the time of the Gemara, they said they were barkas, barkas, erusin, beit erusin. They used to do erusin much long before they ever did nisuin. We put them together to prevent problems, but generally, erusin and nisuin have nothing to do with each other. So therefore, you have a bori priya gafen on the erusin, and you have a bori priya gafen on the sheva brachos. But what about the problem that Tosfos just raised before? We don't want to make two bori priya gafens right away. So now we don't have a problem. Why? Now that we cross up two gav and tie in, we read the tzuba in between. Rabbi Hefsek, okay, mitkavim lechak tarach beis kotzot. We create a hefsek on purpose in order to separate between the two birkas ha'bori piyagav, or between the two kotzot. And by doing that, we require two kotzot. We have one for erusin and one for nisuin in order not to have the problem of chavilot. We don't have a problem with chavilot, and it allows us to do bori piyagav on each kotz. And the Rambam. Well, that's separate. Two different issues, right? One issue is Birkas Erusin and Birkas Nesuin, which is a separate thing. Under the chuppah, we do it twice. We have two kosot. So the Tosfos says because they don't necessarily come together. We put them together today, but that wasn't always true that they were together. And second of all, just to make sure, that we don't have a bracha, shena tzricha, or the bakala, we put the tzuba in between to create a hefsek. So we separate between Erusin and Nesuin. That's one issue. The second issue is just the issue of Birkas Hamazon and Sheva Brachos. So there it also suggests that we use two kosot for one bracha of each kosher bracha. One for Birkas Hamazon, one for Sheva Brachos, because they're two different things. We don't want to make it mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. You only says you make one prayer gavin, but still there should be two kosot. That's what we do today. Right. We bring it after benching, you bring a second kosot over which you make the Sheva Brachos, then you bring it back to the person who benched to make prayer gavin on the kosher shell Birkas Hamazon, and then it covers the kosher shell Sheva Brachos over there, as opposed to under the chuppah, where there is no benching, we make the bari priya gafen as part of the Sheva Brachos, right? We make the bari priya gafen then. So then the Rebbe Meshulam says, no, that it shouldn't be. Don't worry about chavil chavilot, because here, you can do it on one coast, because Birkas Hamazon causes the Sheva Brachos to come. Because without Birkas Hamazon, you wouldn't have Sheva Brachos. He says, it's like Kiddush and Avdalah, that they're one entity. Now the Rambam, when he codifies the halacha here, says about this, right? We don't take two sofelot, shenemar ve'emid otah. Right? We stand there before the coins, otah. That's our pasuk. But what's missing from the Rambam? What's missing here? The qualification of the Gemara. You have to wait to say whether it's one coin or two coins. How can the Rambam never qualify his statement? Meaning that the Gemara concluded that this is only true when it's coin echad and not when it's shtei kohanim. Yet the Rambam omits that differential. So why is it? Benish Magen Avraham that says that what? The Yom Shesh Beit Sifrei Torah. It's found in a strange place. I was looking again this morning. I forgot where it was, and I remember it here. The Yom Shesh Beit Sifrei Torah. Right, in Kuf Mem Zayin, in the Orachayim. So it says, the Yom Shesh Beit Sifrei Torah, lo yiftechu ha-shniyav, lo yisiru ha-mapach, yiglo ha-rishon. Can't take out the second Sefer Torah before you put away the first Sefer Torah. So we do, right? Bring the second Sefer Torah onto the Shulchan. We say Kaddish. Because we want to have our no hesach hadas. But you don't allow uncover the second Sefer Torah until the first one is totally covered, is wrapped up. So now, why is that? Because of the problem of Enosim Mitzvot, Chavilot, Chavilot. Right, so now our Gemara says, the Magen Avraham of Sparta says, Misikbu Gemara, our Gemara says, Bikoin Achad in Mashkin, Ubebeis Kohen in Mashkin. Our Gemara says that when it's one Kohen, you don't do it. When you have two, right? Right, so Bishal me eat the Shein Lotzia Shnia me Aron, Asher Mavzia Rishona, Amina in Mashkin, Jisot Tot Vechad. He says, Mitzvah Chavilot, Chavilot, shouldn't take out one Sefer Torah before the other one's back in the Aron. Not only is it covered up, but back in the Aron. Then he brings down a Masikba Gemara. Our Gemara says, we're going to have Kohen Mashkim, based on Mashkim. Right, so when it's one Kohen, it's a problem. When it's two Kohen, it's not a problem. With Tzorech Iyun al Rambam, Shepasot Stam, Velo Chilek. Says, I've heard the Rambam brings down the Lacha, never differentiates between Kohen Echad and Shno Kohenim. Lachain Nirali, Shehu Mefaresh, Ipcha. The Rambam learned the Gemara backwards from what we did. I said to you when we learned the Gemara, which one means, when the question is Kan Kohen Echad, Kan B'Shnei Kohanim, what's the answer of Chavilot Chavilot? Right, so Rashi, the way we learned it was like Rashi, who said Shnei Kohanim is not Chavilot. One point is Chavilot, for this one Gavra is trying to discharge or deal with two issues. When one Gavra is dealing with two issues, that's Chavilot. That the Magen Avraham says, no, the Rambam believes the opposite. So Kohen Echad, Akorcha Mashke, Uta, Zechar, Zeh. Why? Because one Kohen can never perform the mitzvot in one shot. By definition, one Kohen, when he gives two sotot to drink, he has to do it zeh achar zeh. Because he can't give them to drink simultaneously. He's going to give one, and then he's going to give it to the other one. That's not a chavilot, chavilot. But if you have two Kohanim simultaneously giving two sotot to drink, that is a problem of chavilot, chavilot, because they're at the exact same moment, they're doing the same mitzvot, and therefore you have chavilot, chavilot, according to the Rambam. Right, lechein. Right, according to the Rambam, if they're both standing in the Zerah at the same time, that's not Chavilot. But based on the fact that the Rambam doesn't differentiate like that, he says the whole problem is simultaneous and not a problem of Zerachar Zerah. Tosfos Amir has a question by two Mitzorayim. Why is it a problem? If you have two Mitzorayim coming to the Azarah to get their Behonotan, why is that Chavilot, Chavilot? The whole problem that Rashi raises in all these cases is what? Oh, you have one Adon, you have one master, one basin, you have one Kohen doing it. Over here, you have two Mitzorayim that are showing up, sticking their thumbs in, and getting two different Karbanot. They're totally separate. So why can't you do these two Mitzorayim together? And they should be considered separate entities. If they're separate entities, why shouldn't it be a problem? So that's the problem. According to the Rambam, it makes sense because when you do them simultaneously, in two Kohanim are doing it at the same time, that's the problem of Chavilot, Chavilot. If you're on Kohen, he deals one Mitzorah and he deals the other Mitzorah, that's not going to be Chavilot, Chavilot. B'nei L'Rambam, this is the big Nachumina L'Alacha, that's why we brought this into its fun. What happens if you have two Britot to do, Bris Milah? Get twins! Twins to do. How do you do two Brit Milot at the same time? B'nei L'Rambam, Mutar L'Avi Shnei Tinokos B'vat Achat L'mul Zeh Bakar Kach Zeh. You can bring both babies into the room. You have twins, bring them both into the room. One Mohel goes to one baby, then goes over to the second baby over there. One bracha, one Mohel. Hey, everybody agrees to one bracha, because as long as you're not Mashiach Das from it, you can make one bracha on both of them. That the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch both bring, that you make the first bracha Alamila on the first baby, and you make a Shei Kiddush Yadidmi Bethen on the second baby, and it'll include both of them. That everybody agrees to, as long as you don't have Hesach Hadas, then you can make a bracha on both of them. But, in terms of Chavilot, Chavilot, what do? The Rambam, who says what the whole problem is, if you do it simultaneously, says, bring in the babies. You're not going to do them simultaneously. One Moel, bring in the babies. You do Moel to one baby, and then he'll jump over and do the other baby. No problem, Mitzvah Chavilot. But if you have two Moelim doing the babies simultaneously, Asur.
Ubatosvos, it'll be the opposite. You can't bring both babies into the room at the same time, even if it's one time. About the molam, if you have two molam, right, two molam in there, he can do one shot. Go ahead, shori, right? Okay, and also over here, b'shnei sifrei Torah, right? Okanami, no agim ka Rambam. We learn like the Rambam, the lo kabdinat ha-hava. We don't worry about bringing out two sifrei Torah. According to the Tosfos, the whole problem is bringing two sifrei Torah into the Azara at once. So we shouldn't bring in two sifrei Torah into the Shulchan at once. Right, that should be a problem according to the Tosfos. No, we hold like the Rambam. The Tosfos. You shouldn't bring the two kosot when you're benching and doing sheva brachos. You shouldn't bring out both cups of wine at the same time. Which is what we do, right? We are kosher to the tosos by sheva brachos, which is we only bring out one kos for birkas hamazon, and then we only bring out the kos for sheva brachos after we finish benching. Then we bring out the second kos to do the sheva brachos on it. Right. Okay, so now, so you have an unbelievable situation here. According to the Rambam, the whole problem is what? Simultaneous mitzvot. That doesn't matter how many gabros you have discharging the obligation. It's the fact that you chavilot means doing the same thing to tons of people are just doing all the mitzvot at once. It's just getting rid of like a whole bunch of people discharging the mitzvot. Right? It's a problem in the chepta mitzvot. The chepta mitzvot, right? You can only have one chepta mitzvot performed at a time. It doesn't matter how many gabros are doing it. It's just the chepta mitzvot. You want one chep at a time. It's quite the tosos. The problem is not why the chep is in the gabra, right? One gabra can't discharge numerous obligations or have two sotot come at once. As long as you have what, two gabrot that are doing the mitzvah, then it's already not kavilos kavilos. Each gabra is only discharging one mitzvah, and therefore it won't be what, a kavilos kavilos. And then after me, he says by bris milah. How can you bring the babies in at once to do the bris milah? Can you have them both there? And what? Then do one bris, and the mole jumps to the second bris. Going to the Rambam, no problem. But to Tosus, that's a problem. We are kosher for the Tosus today, right? And you'll know if people have twins, babies, they bring in one baby, right? Then they do the bris, then they have a little break, and then they bring in the second baby, and do the bris again, so that we won't have a kind of kosher for the Shita Tosus, that we don't do Kabilos Kabilos. Okay, now Rambam says, by Sifrei Torah.
That would be okay by Rambam also.
What?
That would also be okay.
Yeah, for the Rambam, right. The Rambam was no worse. The Rambam would allow you even bring them in at one shot, right? According to the Rambam, it's not a problem also. By Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, we hold like the Rambam. If we bring out two Sefer Torah at once, not like the Tosfos says, you can't bring out two Sotos to the Azara at once. It says, you can bring out two Sefer Torah, we're like the Rambam, and we're not close-ish when you bring two in at once. As long as you don't read from both of them at the same time, we don't worry about it, and therefore we are not close-ish for the Shita Sotosis when it comes to Sefer Torah. Where we are close-ish for the Shita Sotosis is by Birkas, right, Sheva Brachos. Over there, but Birkas Sheva Brachos, we bring out the Kos Birkas Hamazon. Only after we finish the Birkas Hamazon do we bring out the Kos Shel Sheva Brachos, and then we make one very prayer up and both of them, like Tosfos saw in Sukkot. Alright, so just a quick
review. Is this all based on, like, is this all worked out logically and based on the technical side, or is there an underlying principle here, not, you know, kind of belittling the mitzvah? I mean, what?
Right, that is. That's the Gemara thing. That masui, the kabilo makes it into a masui. The question is, when does it look like a masui? Is it a masui when one person discharges many mitzvot, or is it a masui when you have numerous people trying to do the same mitzvah at the same time? What's considered a masui? Alright. Taravan and uparat roshi shah, that you undo her hair, uncover her hair, ili ala rosha, kufaminah. How do we know that we also rip her begadim? Right, expose her, right, her shoulders, or whatever, when we rip the begadim. Tamalomar, uparat roshi shah. Isha is also not just the Rosh, but the Isha itself. What about the Rosh? What's the point of putting Rosh if we're going to uncover her in general? That the Kohen, not only does he uncover her hair, but he undoes her braids. He does a full revelation of her hair, full undoing of her hair. Alright, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imayaliba, right? If she's beautiful, we don't tear her clothing because that might cause the problem of the Yetzer Hara, meaning that it'll be to her benefit. So Umar says, well, members of Yudha Khaishli Hirhura, if Yudha worries about Hirhura, you know, people seeing her and being attracted to her, Rabbanan lo Khaishi, and the Rabbanan don't worry about this Hirhura. We heard a different position for them. Titania, we have a brace, Aish, Mechasinoto, Perak, Echa, Milapana, Aish, Ashne, Prakim, Echa, Milapana, Echad, Mecha. This is talking about when we're going to stone, Skila, by a man and a woman, when part of the requirement of Skila is that they are stoned, Arum, naked.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, what? By a man, we only cover over the front, his erva. By a woman, we cover over just the front and the back, because the erva can be seen from both sides. But both of them are stoned arum, or aruma. Right, so over there, you see that Rabbi Yehuda is not kosheish for a hero, because the only thing, we only cover down her lower erva. Right, we don't cover over the rest of her body, and we don't worry about erva. Whereas a chameh, or may my ishni skull arum, may my ishni skull aruma. A man can be stoned when he's naked, but not a woman. So you see that the rabbanan are kosheish for hirhur, and the Rabbi Yehuda is not also history here, just the opposite of our position here. Amarava, time of mind. What's the reasoning over here? Shema takes him, he bathes in Zakait. In our case over here, the problem is that the woman may actually survive the situation. She may actually leave here alive. If she leaves here alive, it's Garuba Pirkei Kuhuna. And the Pirkei Kuhuna is a funny line in Rashi, but they will be drawn after her. Rashi says they will chase her for the rest of their lives. They will be so attracted to her that they will not be able to leave her alone, and they will chase her for the rest of their lives. That's what Rashi says. But over in case of Skila, Hotam, but in their mind, right, they will mind, so they will always be thinking about her. Hotam, ha, Mustalka. Over here, there's nothing to talk about afterwards. She's dead. She's not going to be around anymore. Right? So there's nothing, right? Right. She's right out of sight, out of mind. I mean, she won't. There'll be no woman left because she's being stoned.
Not only that, but the last memories of her are going to be a bloody pulp.
Right. Right. So it won't be so pleasant. V'chitema atzilei guri b'acharon anita. Now maybe this will cause them to think about other women. They see this woman, and it'll cause them to think about other women. Amarova gemire. We have a right aloch. We have mesora atzilei that in yitzarah shalait ela b'mashi nabrul. The person says yitzarah only goes after that which he can see. Meaning that they don't. We don't impose what they've seen by one onto another woman. Meaning that it's only the attraction is to the woman they see, and if they continue to see her, that's what will be attracted there. Other women will not be affected by what they see this first woman. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, the Rabbanan, no Kasha. Alright, so you solve, you asked about Rabbi Yehuda, and you solve the problem of Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, we don't let her get undressed because she might come out of basement. Over there, we do let her get undressed, she's going to die. What about the Rabbanan, who have the opposite position? What about them? They also have a stira. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda, no Kasha, like we answered. To the Shanina, as we answered, the Rabbanan, no Kasha, half the time of my, what's the reasoning over here? If I sold, Mishum bin Yimatsu Kohan Hashim, right? Because the post from Yecheskel, says, Binatsu Kohan Hashim, all the women will see. They will not continue to have their licentiousness. They will not continue to be zima. Right? I mean that we're trying to cause other women to be, right, take a lesson from this. Since they're trying to take a lesson from this, we don't mind that she is embarrassed a little bit. By the case of the, right, of the stila, right, the fact that she's going to be dead afterwards is enough of a lesson. You don't need her to be, right, vayish her by having her being undressed also. You don't need that secondary thing. Why not? The more the better. Not only should she get a skila, she can also have to get undressed. All these things will make it a, will be a, to track a dissuasion for other women to do this. And so I'm a Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav Barbu, I'm a Kra. Behalf of the Re'afa Kamofa. Barlo Miso Yofet. You always have to choose the nice Miso. You have to choose the nicest thing for the person. When you kill the person, you still have to treat them with respect and cover the brios. So you have to give her the cover the brios. You don't undress her. Even though we're trying to be, give a lesson, if the lesson by having her stoned is enough, don't have her get undressed also. So Gemara says, limit the Rav Nachman to 90. Let's say Rav Nachman's now a Machlokes Panoyim. That the Rabbanan say she should be dressed because Barlo Misa Yofet. Rav Yehuda says, don't worry about that. Let her be undressed. We don't worry about that. So we have Machlokes Panoyim about that member of Rav Nachman. Gemara says, no. Oh, the Chuli Amei is the Rav Nachman. Everybody holds the Rav Nachman. Then what? Rav Lurecha Kamocha. That you have to be Barlo Misa Yofet. So what's the argument to the Chanim and Rav Yehuda here? Welcome back in Iflige. Marsa Rav Bizyona Adit Le Mitzvei Mitzara De Gufe. Right, or this should be Gufa. Right, that over here, the bizyonah, that the embarrassment that she will suffer is worth more than the pain she will suffer. What's the problem here? If she has clothing on, it will take her longer to, there'll be some buffer between her body and the stela or the falling. It'll cause her to die in a slower manner. It'll slow down the death. It'll slow down the death. So the question is, what does she put priority on? Being embarrassed? Being naked? Or dying faster? Which is more important to her? Exactly. One of them says bizyonah, come and say what her embarrassment is worth more than her pain. She's willing to take extra pain and not in order not to be embarrassed by being undressed. Marsa Rabbi says, no, Sarah the Gubia Bizio now. And she'd rather die faster and not have to wait, even it has to be a little embarrassed, better to be die faster. They're not arguing Rav Nachman, they're arguing in this issue, which is the Misa Yofet. What is the Misa Yofet for her? Is it what's when she
she's naked or is it when she's dressed? Which one is the better situation? That's the nakamina between the two of them. And now again, they explain the difference between sota and here has to do with what we're trying to accomplish by sota. By sota, we're trying to accomplish the fact that what? That we want to be navas to a point of coming. We want other ones to take a lesson from it or take heed from it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're worried about what's going to happen with this woman if she comes out innocent. If she comes out innocent, right, then we have a problem with the Mitzari Bar Pirchei Kehuna. Right now, Haytam Bechusal Lebanim, she's dressed in white, then we change her into other colors. Tana, Imayush, Kogrim Naim La, if black is also good for her, Mechasin Otopi Gadim Bechorim, we just find ugly clothing. We find whatever clothing will make her look bad, that's what we get for her. Hayyolea Klei Zahav, says if she has jewelry on, we take it off. Pshita, what do you mean? Of course you take off her jewelry. Ashton, Ibuli Minavi Law, here we're ripping her clothing, we're undoing her hair, you're talking about her jewelry? Of course. My says, honey, you buy a mouth, the same about Isma Bizayon today. Wearing jewelry with all the broken, with all the ripped up clothing would be more disgusting. More bizayon. Why? That a person who walks, who is naked and doesn't wear shoes, right? That's normal, right? The person has no clothes, they don't have anything. But a person who runs around naked and wears shoes, right? People make more fun of them. This person's crazy, right? It's even more, right? It's more of a outlandish or crazy type idea. So it's over here. This woman, even though you're being mad at her, the fact that she's wearing jewelry will be a bigger embarrassment to her. The Kamash Malon, then no, that we take off her jewelry, we take off everything, make her look as poor as possible or as ugly as possible. Maybe Kibbalah Mitzri. You bring a Kibbalah Mitzri to tie on to hold up her clothing above. That's what the Mishnah says. By Rabbi Abba Mirabuna, Kibbalah Mitzri, Moshiaki Besota. It has to be specifically be a Kibbalah Mitzri. Or it has to be any string that can hold up her beged. Right? Who is the reason that we tie up the string so that when they rip her clothing, the clothing won't fall off of her? So we tie a string to hold up her clothing. It doesn't matter what string. Right? Or with Siltil Kata, Namisagi, if you have any type of Odilma, Mishum Damar Mar. Or is it because of our next Mishnah, which says that it's Mita Kenegin Mita? He, Chagra Lo B'Tziltzel, she dressed up for her suitor, right, in order with a belt. Lefikach Koy Mevi, Chevel HaMitzri, Kosher Lo Lamalo. We simply bring the Chevel HaMitzri, which is a, right, a denigrated type of string to write around there. Right, Mendalmi, the Dere Ma'ake, so therefore it's Ma'ake, because we want to always have it Mita Kenegin Mita. Whatever she did to attract the, right, the possible suitor over here, or the possible znus over here, the mizane, the adult, the niuf here, the minaif over here, right, then we do the opposite to show her that it's mida keneged mida. So I'm related to you too. Our Mishnah says it explicitly. Says what? The whole reason that we put it on is to hold up her clothing. Today, that her clothing shouldn't fall down. So the Mishnah gives, right, a explicit answer about why we do this. Right, so now the Tosfos says, what is the mission? What did he know from the mission that he didn't know before? I mean, that, of course, we know that from the mission that she has to use it to hold up her clothing. That's the purpose of it. It doesn't tell you what type of string it is. Right? It doesn't help. Why does this help you any more than the what the Gemara knew beforehand? What is this mission telling you that didn't have before? So the Tosfos says, well, Yadana, my question, me halchut fei. Yadikani, he tigra tiltul. The next mission, which says we do midik and negative income. So where it says, the chatzila mitzvah bain, and everybody agrees, the chatzila. That we want the Chevel HaMitzri, so it should be Megid Mida, Keneged Mida. Right? That's why it says Chevel HaMitzri, Oshum Kshira B'Torah. Lama Yilul Akev, right? So what do we do? So if you look in Pirish Rashi, it says, what's the main reason you're bringing it for? Right? He's not saying that it's Ma'akev. All the way along, the Gemara agreed that it wasn't Ma'akev. Question wants to know, what's the main reason you're bringing the string for? Is the main reason for the Mida, Keneged Mida, or is the main reason to hold up her clothing? And that's what the Gemara answers, but that the Iker reason is to hold up her clothing. And that's what it is here. It's not that that doesn't have to mean the Keneged Mida is not here anymore. It's just what is the Ikar over here? What's the main reason we're bringing the string? And that mission explicitly says the main reason for the string is to hold up her Begadim, to hold up her clothing. Alright. Anybody wants to come to see her can come and see her. Agu Pukashi, I'm an internal machlokes. Amarta, Koloritzi Liroz Baroeh. Anybody can come and see her. Alma Loshna Gabre, Loshna Noshe. Doesn't matter, males or females. Anybody can come see her. That all women come and see her. So is it women that can come and see her? Oh, anybody can come and see her. Sumar says, Nashimin, Anashim Lo. Samar, by Targama Nashim. That when it says in the beginning, when it says anybody wants to come to see, that's defined by later on, what the mission says later on, which is all the women come to see her. All the women come to see her. That's Kola Rotsiliro, is all women. Right? Amar Le Roba, Baha Kola Rotsiliro, Bar Roe, Katani. So Rava, like before, challenges Abaye. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, anybody wants to come, can come. Salam Rava, Kol Ratzul Yifar Roet, Lushna Gavi, Lushna Noshi. Anybody can come and watch her. V'nashim Chayavot Lirota. The women must come and see her. Now that there's an obligation on the women to see her. Shenemar. So the Pasuk in Yechezkel, we quoted this a couple of times, V'nivasru Kol Nashim, V'lota Sena, Kizimat Chena. That all the women will take heed and warning from this, and they will no longer continue to act in this way. So it's an obligation for the women to see this, that they will, as Rashi says, that they will take heed from this. They won't bring themselves to a position where they have a chashad, or that they won't act in a tzanua manner. I mean, that there's a value in the women seeing, and therefore we bring the women in particular to see this, in order that they should take heed or a lesson from that which took place over here.
There's mutaros.
I'm sorry?
There's mutaros. Didn't say mitzvah.
Right, so that's Rava's. I mean, that's Rava's not an easy, clean explanation in there, because it should say Chayavot. That's a good question.
Yemutaros means they're one, two.
Right, Motor. Alright, that's a good question. All right, now here's the mission that we just quoted about. Midah shada modepa modedin lo. That we have midah keneged midah. He kashta tatzma l'aveira. She got herself dressed up to do this aveira. Amakom navla. Right, the Torah requires her, as Shem says, to make her disgusting. Right, v'minavel her. Right, he galta tatzma l'aveira. She opened up herself for the aveira. Amakom galalea. Right, then over here she gets her hair uncovered. She gets her clothes ripped. She uncovers herself and is the in front of everyone else. Right, the avera with the thigh. She began the avera tchila v'achar kacha beten, and then the right her inner her womb. Pika tchilakeh yerech tchila. First, when the curse. Now, this is not how the Mayim Amarim works, but when she's cursed, we curse the yerech tchila v'achar kacha beten in the body. V'shar kol aguf lo palat, and the rest of the body doesn't escape afterwards. Everything gets hit. Even though after the Beis Din was mitzvah to the Korban HaBayis, there is no Beis Din. Nevertheless, Mida Lo Batil, these types of deaths, the Arba Mitos Beis Din still exists. Damar Yosef, Chaintani Rabbi Chaim, Yom Shkara Beis Amigdash, Apovi Shibetleilo Sanhedre, Arba Mitos Lo Bitlo. But even though the Sanhedrin no longer exists, the Arba Mitos Beis Din do exist. Vaha Bitlo, what do you mean? There's no Sanhedrin, there's no Arba Mitos. What are you talking about? Ella, Din Arba Mitos. The din of Arba Mitos is not gone. Why? Mishnah is chayiv stila o nofil min agag. Someone is chayiv stila or falls off a roof. O chayad or sato. So one who is chayiv stila falls off a roof, because that's what they used to do when they did skila, is to push him off a high location of stone. Or chayad or sato, where his body is ripped up, he gets caught by a wild animal. Mishnah is chayiv strefa o nofil b'dleika, falls into a fire, is consumed in a fire on a chashmek nisho, or gets bitten by a snake and the venom right burns up in his body. Mishnah is chayiv chariga. One who is chayiv
Hariga,
his head being with a saif. Oh, and Nimshar the Malchut, right? Or given over to the Malchut, in the time there must have been Rome. Rome used to behead the person with a sword. That was the punishment. Oh, Listin Bayin Allah, where he gets caught by robbers. He used to behead their captives. Mishnah Chayiv Chanika, right? It's required to have Chanika. O Tovea Benar, drowns, or made Pesarumki, or he dies with some sort of throat ailment where he chokes on something. Tanya, I hear Rebbe over me, Nayin Shemida, the Adam Modeid Ba Modin Lo. How do you know that we have this case called Midah Keneged Midah? Shenemar, because it says, right, it says, this is for the Haftorah for Shmot, and Haftorah for Shmot, Bisa Se'ah, Bishalcha Terivena, right? Emli Ella, so Bisa Bishalcha Terivena, right? They will be, right, with the package, right, that they sent, they will be captured. I mean, that's talk about the Mitzrim over there, right there. I mean, it explicitly says it over there. The Mitzrayim, who tried to drown the baby Jews in the water, were captured in their own right plot. They got in the end, they were killed in the water. Everything that they did to the Jews then came on them. Right, so now, Emli Ella Sa'ah, that's only a big Avera when you have Sa'ah. Minayin, the rabbi was Tarkov, Bechatsi Tarkov, a three Kabim, or two Kabim, Bechavachetzi, Kabarova, Bechatsi Rova, whatever, all these, Toma and Beuchla, these are all smaller midos. I mean, how do you know for smaller Beirot, they have the same application as you have for bigger Beirot? Minayin, to Toma Lomar, Ki Kol Se'on So'ein Berash. Right, this is by the Nevuah of Yishayahu, the Gavet Chizkiyahu, that there'll be a Yelad Yudlat Manu, there'll be a new boy that is born to us, and
there'll be a new boy who's born to us. He will be a savior for Klal Yisrael. So who's that boy? That's Chizkiel. So it says, Kol Soin Soin Mirash. That here, when it's talking about Sancheriv there, where it says all the things, all that, the loud noises will come around, and Mirash, they will be taken away. All the stuff that came will be taken away in a loud noise. So you see that the Midah connected Midah. They came to lay siege on Yerushalayim, and they're chased away in a loud noise. Mirash is called Putah, Putah, it's the record of Cheshbon Gadol. And how do you know if a person's not punished, Midah connected Midah immediately, that we add up all the Averot until they get to a big package and Hashem takes a payment for the package. Kamalomar, Achat, the Achat, and so Cheshbon. One after another until they reach a Cheshbon, until they reach the level where they can, Hashem will punish you, that there's a significant amount that Hashem will punish you. The same thing we found in the entire Mishnah, and we won't continue here, this continues all the way through tomorrow's daf, but by Sota, the same way that she acted, that's the same way she is punished. Midah connected Midah.